Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer, a contemplative nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching today is entitled, Trust God's Help. There was a bit of a mix-up on the scripture, and Sister Jean Marie was reading Luke's version of the events, and today we have Matthew's version of the events. But it's the same story with the same idea, so her preaching works. It just might not match up in the details. So I'll be reading you the scripture, and then we'll have Sister Jean Marie preaching. So we have this reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife. The Gospel of the Lord. And now for Sister Jean Marie.
One of my favorite sayings in the scripture is, do not be afraid. It's all throughout the Old Testament. Whenever God calls someone, and so often they find themselves feeling so inadequate to the task, the Lord, in the form of an angel or the voice of the Lord, says to them, don't be afraid, I am with you. And here, Mary, getting such a message, to be called full of grace and to be told the Lord is with you, she was a humble maiden and she really didn't understand the words. And she certainly didn't feel worthy that they should be spoken to her. And so the angel says to Mary, who is going to be chosen for one of the highest vocations, to become the Mother of God, he tells her not to be afraid. The task for her is an impossible one, but God is with her. It is the Holy Spirit who will effect this mission. And so all Mary has to say is yes. Yes, I trust the word of the Lord. And so she becomes the Mother of God. She brings forth from her womb the Savior of the world. This is a message each one of us has to listen to and take very seriously. If God has seemed to call us to an impossible task, we must hear the words of the Holy Spirit saying to us, be not afraid, I am with you. We're only afraid when we think we're big enough to fulfill the task all by ourselves. But no, the bigger the task that we're chosen for, the greater is God's presence to us, helping us to fulfill what he has asked. So when we feel inadequate to what God seems to be asking, let us simply trust, not in ourselves, but in the power of the Holy Spirit to work through us, to heal us, to help us to preach a word we don't want to preach, to help us be an instrument of healing in places we least expect to be an instrument of healing. Let us allow God to do what he has promised, to fill us with his Holy Spirit and minister through us by the gifts of the Holy Spirit, alive and active within us. Let us say today and every day of this new year, as you wish, I trust your grace, your power, and I simply open up my humanity to be the instrument of your word to the world.